With Cap Radio News, I'm Steve Milne. Nearly $200 million in grant money will go to California cities and counties to move homeless people from encampments into housing. Governor Gavin Newsom announced the funding yesterday while also pledging increased oversight of efforts by local governments to reduce homelessness. The governor says he'll move 22 state personnel from a housing enforcement unit to help cities and counties deliver on projects to reduce homelessness and to crack down if they do not. A report released by the California State Auditor last week said California had failed to track billions of dollars spent on homelessness programs. Newsom put much of the blame for the scathing report on local governments.
It is all about accountability. It's driving that accountability at the local level. As you know, anyone read that audit, it's primarily about the data at the local level that's not being collected. It's difficult. And that's, I get it, it's hard for everybody, the pressures we put on. There's new money in this space. And so we've been driving a lot of progress and reforms, and we need everybody to catch up.
Newsom said cities and counties will have to plan to build new housing for homeless residents or face potential legal action from the Attorney General's office. About half of Californians skipped or postponed health care last year, and about 4 in 10 are in medical debt. The findings come in a recent poll from the California Healthcare Foundation. Cap Radio's healthcare reporter Kate Wolf says the results are particularly bad in the state's Central Valley.
Growing up in Fresno, Veva Islas remembers helping her aunt with her insulin injections, which her aunt would space out for cost reasons.
I seen my aunt decline. She lost her toe, she lost her foot, she lost her leg, and eventually she lost her life.
Islas leads the nonprofit Cultiva la Salud. The group does community health work and advocacy in the Central Valley. She says healthcare affordability is a top concern of her clients.
There is an apprehension about engaging with healthcare because of that fear of creating a medical debt that you can't afford.
About 1,500 people from the Central Valley responded to the survey. It found 56% of Latino and low-income people there had medical debt, significantly higher than the rest of the state. Christoph Stremakis is with the Healthcare Foundation.
This is a system that is unaffordable right now for a shocking number of people, both in this region and across the state.
California's new Office of Healthcare Affordability is expected to vote next week on a new statewide spending target for healthcare. Kate Wolf, Cap Radio News.
Cap Radio receives funding from the California Healthcare Foundation. The state Senate has passed a bill that could help more troubled kids get access to mental health care. It would add to the Youth Bill of Rights daily access to counselors, therapists, and mentors for those detained in a juvenile facility. Silicon Valley Democratic Senator Aisha Wahab is the bill's author.
SB 1353 empowers incarcerated youth and promotes anti-recidivism by emphasizing the importance of access to mental health resources in the Youth Bill of Rights.
The bill heads next to the state assembly. California's Youth Bill of Rights was passed in 2022. It says kids being held in juvenile detention have the right to live in a safe, healthy, and clean environment conducive to treatment and rehabilitation. It also says they have the right to contact attorneys, ombudspersons, and other advocates regarding conditions of confinement or violations of rights, and to receive a quality education. More news at capradio.org.
Support for Cap Radio's regional news comes from Western Health Advantage, a local company providing flexible health plans to address the needs of businesses and individuals, available through employers and Covered California. Information at westernhealth.com.